Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Do you sometimes get tired of saying Happy Sabbath? No, never, because it is a happy Sabbath. Today we have a story about people that have to make a choice. People that have to think about what they're going to do. So the name of the story today is God Wants to Love and Protect Everybody. Does God love everybody? Does he want to protect everybody? Do you think he can do that all the time? What if somebody doesn't want to be protected? He still loves us, right? Okay, we're going to look at the scripture in Luke that talks about a group of people that Jesus is talking to. He's just been sharing his faith. He's been sharing things, and the leaders of the Jewish church are not happy with him. They don't like him at all. And they are fussing at him, telling him that he shouldn't be doing what he's doing. And he looks at them with a sad heart. And he looks and he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I will my way and protect you." But he is not able to do that with those that don't want to come in. Hopefully they can get some pictures up here in a little bit. How many of you have ever seen a mother hen with her baby chicks? Have you ever seen that? We used to raise chickens. And some of the things that used to happen is there would be hawks flying in the air trying to get the chickens. And we would put up, look at these pictures. We would put up strings and things to cause the hawks not to be able to come down and get them. But look at this little hen. Is she guarding chickens? What's she guarding? Puppies. Okay, there's another picture coming up where the mother, look at here, she gathers her chicks. You see all this? How the mother opens up her wings and how she gathers the little chicks in to protect them. Our mother hens would do this when a hawk was flying in the air, and they would run underneath her, and she would spread out her wings, and then all together they would hobble into the chicken coop. If you can imagine all of them walking into the chicken coop, you can see how it would be difficult for them to walk, but she's protecting her baby chicks. And God is saying, I want to do that with everybody. But what if one of those baby chicks didn't go underneath mama? The hawk could come get it, couldn't it? Or a possum. Or when it rains really hard, the chicks that don't come underneath the mother's wings would get wet. God still loves. The mother hen still loves. But if a chick won't come under her covering, she can't keep it safe. Because they won't follow her direction. You have parents that will tell you what to do. They'll guide you. Sometimes they'll spank you. Sometimes you get in trouble. Is that love when parents do that? Yes, it hurts, but it is that. But the thing is, you need to obey mom and dad, don't you? All of us are listening, hopefully, to God, and he's saying, I want to show the love that I have for you. I want to protect you. I want to be able to lead and guide you. But just like these baby chicks that had to come under mama to try to stay dry, we have to come to God and say, yes, I will come under your covering. When you spread the wings, God, I will come. When you call me, there are times when the mother hen would call the chicks to come eat. And some of them were stubborn. You ever get stubborn? We all get stubborn, don't we? And they wouldn't come to where the food was. Now, could the mama force those baby chicks to eat? You know what? God isn't going to force any of us to do anything. He calls us to do things. And he calls us to come under his covering. He calls us. Get this picture of him spreading out his wings of love. And he said, come to me. Do what I ask. Love me. And I can protect you. But for those that don't want to come under his covering, for those, and we've got people that you may know that don't want to come to God, he still loves them. He will still call them like the mother hen would still call. But he can't protect them if they don't come under his wings. You need to make that same decision. I need to make that same decision. When God says, come to me, we need to come to him, don't we? And how many ways he protects you. He protects you with your parents. He protects you with your teachers. He protects you with your pastors and the people in the church. Most of all, he protects you with his power and with his love. If, again, he loves you, but if you don't come under his covering, he can't protect you. So everybody put your arms like this and kind of spread them out. Okay? Next time you do that, remember, it's like God reaching out to you and saying, come to me. Come to me. Come on. Let me protect you. Let me show you how to do things. Come on. And if you run to him and go under his covering, you'll be surprised at what God lets you do. If you wander out and stay stubborn, he still loves you, but he can't protect you because you're not under his covering. Amen? So what are you going to do when mama calls, daddy calls, when God calls? What are you going to do? Run under his covering, right? All right, who would like to pray for us today?
Dear God, thank for all you have done. Thank for protection, guidance, and always being with us. Thank for always protecting us wherever we go. And bless the poor to have things, and bless the sick to be healed, and lead us wherever we go. And when we can see you, we know you're there. Amen.